Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff in Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. I'm your host, this is Maarten Horst, and we are back every week now on BBS Radio with ET First Contact Radio, every week on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And now, for the second time on ET First Contact Radio, are my very honored and special guests, Father and Mother God Amon-Ra.
Hi there! Hello.
So it's good to have a second show with you. Last time I was in England, I think in July last year, when I had you on the show, and now we have you back. And I must tell the listeners that you have a wonderful news website called the Galactic Free Press, and I'm reading it every day and receiving your updates every morning at 5 a.m. And so when I wake up, I can read all the most recent news about the energies and everything that's going on. And I must really tell the listeners that it's worthwhile looking at it.
Thank you.
Yes. So, the topics of today would be the intensity of the energies and everything that's leading up to the great changes. So, because you're collecting so much news and you're also having your own link with the divine, what can you tell us together, both of you?
Well, the energies right now that are coming in, and we're going to have an update about this later, is that we've arrived upon the harmonic convergence anniversary date. Mm-hmm. And this is a 25-year cycle that has ended, which coincides with the ascension of 2012 and the galactic alignment of December 21st. It's just another facet of the energies that are unfolding that are heading everyone to a mass awakening.
Yes, and I can feel that, I can see that around me, even though people are not aware of the changes and are not reading into the messages, I feel they are becoming more open to what's going on.
Yes, and those that are ready, as far as energetically ready to receive the higher light energies, are receiving them. And those that still have some processing and clearing and cleansing, and when we say clearing and cleansing, we mean getting releasing all belief systems and all the programming, because that's what has happened to this planet. And if the programming is still in place and the belief systems are still within the energy of the body, it blocks
yes.
from the higher energies coming in.
So a lot of people are releasing old energies and old belief systems.
Yes, that is the process that, you know, majority of people are in right now, is because what's happening with the higher energies is as they come in, they put pressure on the lower denser energies to come up to the surface to be, you know, cleansed. Because once the denser energies are cleansed and released, then the higher energies can enter. So there's that process is going on right now with a lot of people who are aware.
Yeah, you can feel the intensity of the changes. And so maybe you can share a little bit about how the idea came about to create the Galactic Free Press, because I think it's the most complete news website on the internet that is related to the ascension process and disclosure and first contact.
Thank you, Martin. We're honored. Well, you know, before Father God and I even connected, and we connected in 2007, we had already basically began the process of how the formatting for the Galactic Free Press, unaware of it at that time, because the Galactic Free Press is actually our third website. But 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we were already networking with light workers, and we were seeing a pattern begin to evolve with all the messages coming out. And we were, there was a group of light workers, all of us just, you know, began sharing all the information. And this has, since that time, this has continued to expand and expand and expand, just like consciousness as well. So when in 2010, when we launched the Galactic Free Press, the whole aspect for the Galactic Free Press was to share the highest truth information on the planet and just group it, all that information together. The Galactic Free Press is based, we serve the present moment of now. So all the information we go through every single day, and we post the most relevant information, the information that brings the highest joy. That doesn't always mean that what's shared manifests when everyone thinks it's going to manifest. But definitely, it's our whole focus is on the highest outcome for humanity.
And yes, I realize that. Can you, if you want to share a bit about the unique visitors you have each 24 hours?
Unique visitors?
Yeah, people that visit your website.
Visitors we have? Mm-hmm. We're getting in between 12 and 15,000 hits a day now.
From unique visitors?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes, truly That's amazing. Really,
and from all countries in the world?
Yes, yes. It's very exciting because the Galactic Free Press represents the oneness energy. The oneness energy, the present moment of now energy, is flowing out of the Galactic Free Press. And once people, actually their higher selves, guide them to the site. I mean, I don't know how many, almost every story we hear about how people find us is it happened synchronistically. And they're not really sure how they got to the press, but they did. And so what we're finding is that the higher self is guiding people to the Galactic Free Press. And it really helps them. Well, first they begin processing all the stuff that's not real, but then they also get to begin experiencing, if once they release that, the real stuff,
mm-hmm.
reality.
Yeah, there's not one day that I miss that I cannot look on the Galactic Free Press, because it's so important for me to keep focused and updated on everything that's happening.
Mm-hmm. And that's what our service for humanity is to make sure that everyone has the highest information and the truth.
Yes, and you and Father God are incarnated in human bodies, but you have a direct link with Father, Mother God, Amon-Ra.
Well, we are Mother and Father God, manifested here in the physical realm.
Right.
We haven't been allowed to do that for 19 billion years. This is the
19 billion years?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Because the energy on the planet wouldn't be able to contain us until now.
Mm-hmm. So that's amazing, you know, and I feel this is true. And I remember when I was in The Hague at the Occupy movement, we had a long talk on Skype, and I was walking around in the night with my cell phone connected with you. And I felt you were really helping me through, because I was in danger, and I felt such a strong protection.
Nice, thank you. Yes, you know, we're here to be in complete. We're on the front lines of the energy. We're here in complete service for everybody on this planet, in no matter what. And we do the best that we can to make sure that everyone who contacts us, that we connect back with and help them in whatever way we can.
Mm-hmm. And Mother God and Father God, I want to like to ask you what we can expect the last month from this year. I mean,
well,
fire. Yes?
It's kind of hard to describe. What can we expect? You know, We don't like to say that anyone expect anything, because we've entered into an energy of the unknown. Mm-hmm. And the energy of the unknown is creation, the energy of creation, and the energy of love coming together to create grander experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So that energy is in play. Now, we are on a divine timeline. And this entire planet, everybody on this planet, has until December 21st, 2012, to awaken.
Yes,
because
indeed.
The new Earth is being born.
Yes. What you are saying about this kind of void that is, it's kind of a lack of information. If I read all the channels like Salusa, Sheldon, Idol, and others, the last few weeks, and if I speak with other light workers, they agree with me. There is a kind of a void taking place, because the channels are more about how we can change and what is going on inside us and the process of ascension. But the details, you know, when you read the messages 1 year ago, there were a lot of details being given to us about disclosure and other things. And now I have the feeling that those details, those concrete descriptions of how it will happen, are missing. Why is that?
that you're saying that now the messages are focused within, because we've always said that this was a within event. It's not so much a, I mean, it's transforming from the inner to the outer. But we feel that, you know, a lot of light workers were focusing on the disclosure itself and the master cloakings themselves instead of dealing with the all the belief systems and programming that they need to release first.
Because yeah, I think that's true. I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I must say, myself, I have been clearing up a lot of energy lately, and many people around me as well.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're heading towards the home stretch, and really everybody needs to get clear. And so I feel that's the process going on right now. What is real disclosure? Real disclosure is everybody's higher selves manifesting on the planet into the physical realm. And I mean, what is disclosure? You remembering exactly who you are, the higher self coming in. So that's one of the processes that's happening right now on the planet, which is why
in fact that's beautiful
here.
In fact that's beautiful.
Yeah,
and it's not always easy as well.
No. So what I was going to say about everybody in the clearing and cleansing process, the reason that's happening so intensely right now is because the higher self, who is pure consciousness energy without any static or belief systems or superstition, is putting pressure for everybody to release the lower stuff so that the higher self could completely manage.
Yes, and you can feel that this is already manifesting, and
yes.
I'm glad that there's internet so that different channels and light workers can connect together and help each other, and you are also helping many people who are reading your with all the news that you're giving out, because it is uplifting.
Yes, and it's true, even though some may not experience what we're sharing because they've still got belief systems that they're hanging on to. But everything that we share is absolutely happening.
Yes, and I've seen that with the Galactic Free Press, there are some other people that are also working with you. Andrea Santori, she is posting many messages from the Galactic Free Press onto Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also sharing it with them, with other friends on my Facebook site.
Yes.
So how is the structure of the Galactic Free Press? It's you and Father God. You are living together near Mount Shasta.
Yes.
And there...
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes, and then Will.
Some other people... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Will is here with us. Will's actually been with us for about 4.5 years as part of the First Contact Ground Crew team. And mm-hmm. Will is he's the behind-the-scenes guy on the Galactic Free Press. He built the website. He maintains the website, which is a huge job.
Yes, I can imagine.
And he goes through every single post and makes sure everything's aligned and correct, and he also is the one that answers all of our contact us requests.
Mm-hmm.
So Will's a huge part of this.
And then so
go ahead.
He's also the person that created the Sound of Heart domain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay,
and Father God did all the artwork.
Yes, yeah. I have... beautiful paintings from God appearing on the website about the decloakings and the landings and other things and the New Jerusalem. And I must say, it's very inspiring.
Nice. So then we have Andrea and Rain,
mm-hmm.
both a part of the Earth Ally team and both editors, as well as Phil. And they're all a part of the team. And we trust their their viewpoints and perspectives on what they post and share. Rain, actually, she does more of the kind of like the 3D mainstream news stories, just trying to bring those to the forefront because that's a part of the cleansing process.
Yes. And then every Wednesday, at I think it's at 10:30 a.m. Pacific.
Yes.
You have a love party.
Yes, actually, Wednesdays are council love parties. And when we say council, council meaning the Earth Allies usually get on video and we discuss the events that are happening on the planet and some news or whatever we need to share or discuss with everybody. And then on Saturdays at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, we have love parties. And this is for, I mean, our love parties are bringing in unified love energy into the planet. And we usually have between 40 to 100 people join us. We would love to have more. We have an unlimited amount of people that can join with us. And this really, our combined love and light together as a family, united, every Saturday and Wednesday, we really just increase the light quotient on the planet tremendously each time.
Yes, I have attended them as well, and sometimes due to practical reasons, I cannot attend. But when I was talking with you and listening to all the beautiful things people were saying, it's really... /Galactic Free Press and see what news is there and attend the love parties. It's really amazing.
Yeah, I mean, the energy is so intense in the love parties. It really, I mean, you can feel the vibrational frequencies just coming through the computer of all of us combined in love. And it's just, it's phenomenal, really.
Yes, it is, indeed. So, when I analyze the news on the Galactic Free Press, I think the major part of it is channelings from different channels, galactic channels, angelic channels, and more. And then there's also a section that has to do with the Earth changes, like the 3-minute news and other things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what I myself find very interesting is that because those two news items are combined, that you can have a total picture, overview of what's going on with Mother Earth.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I would like to ask you and Father God if there's anything of importance that you want to share in this radio show that you would like to inform the listeners about. And it can be really...
You know, one of the things Father God just said was in the background here. He said everything is unfolding as it should.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, very important for everyone to understand. That, you know, nobody is in control of this except the divine, the energy of love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's all going to happen. It all is happening. And we ask everyone to love themselves, love each other, participate in the unity consciousness. That's extremely important right now. We have a lot of light workers that have gotten into groups, you know, separately. And really, that's kind of creating the old paradigm. We all need to unite now, all of us, as one love and one family. It's really important right now. I would say that's the most important thing.
Yes, I agree with you. We have to get lost, get rid of the ego and frustrations that are not helping us.
Exactly.
And I myself found the best method to get into the love energy is to listen to soothing music and to meditate and to be kind to yourself and others.
That's right. You know, it's our responsibility to be love in action on this planet. As an example, because humanity's been asleep for 13,000 years, they don't have any example. They don't have no reference point, so we have to be the reference point for them.
Yes.
And that's by being love in action. That doesn't mean we necessarily have to say anything. We just have to be kind, be loving, be compassionate.
Yes, compassion is such a beautiful gift that was given to us by the divine.
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot have compassion, you cannot really have a life, you know?
If you don't have compassion, you're not feeling, you know? And this whole experience that's happening on this planet is about feeling love, feeling joy.
Yes. You know, I was actually moved by what Father God said just a few minutes ago, that everything is unfolding as it should be. Father God, do you want to say something more? Because I'm really curious about your energy and energy in your voice.
See, the universe is an unlimited process of expansion. In that, it means that everything is moving in synchronistic events for the greater good of the all. And the greater good of the all is not just humanity, but the universe itself.
Mm-hmm.
We are very thrilled by what is going on and the fact that there are people unifying and coming together and serving the light and the love that they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting moments we have here.
That's for sure.
Yes. Yes, please continue, Father God. I'm feeling a build-up of energy.
I'm just teasing, actually. Father God teases me unceasingly, so I just teased him for a moment.
I'm feeling, when Father God also speaks, I feel a build-up of energy. It's warming my heart.
Well, that's a good place to start, the heart.
Yes.
The heart, you know, it's kind of like having warm fuzzies there. In the pool of golden light that exists within the heart, which is actually the soul. Humanity's destiny is to be God conscious and God awakened, universally and presently.
Yes.
Our starships are just waiting for humanity to become one within the energy of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot really land until that occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And we are here to assist humanity. But assist is the key word there. We're not going to be here to do it for them.
Exactly. Very common amongst the light workers that, you know, we're here to save them, or we're here to do it for them. And that's not the truth. We're here to support and assist, like Father God said.
Yes. So, in fact, humanity has to raise up, to ascend to the higher dimensions, so that the higher dimensions can come down to us, and we are going up to them, and we will meet in the middle.
That's exactly. You know, in 5D, everything is oneness. In 3D, everything is caught up in distraction, illusion, and basing all of the understandings on two-dimensional thought.
Mm-hmm. Isolation, separation.
Fear, pain, all of those illusionary experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Where in 5D, everything is already oneness and everything has already occurred. And humanity has already awakened. But for each person on this planet, they have to do it consciously. Mm-hmm. It's not like the 100th monkey theory where 100 monkeys do it and then all the other monkeys start doing it. Humanity is a different understanding because humanity is conscious of its existence.
Yes. And we are so spread out. We are so different, all of us. But at the same time, we carry all this divine spark inside us.
Yes, the divine spark makes us all one. Mm-hmm. And one with not only the energy of the universe, but one with a God-conscious expression of the living universe. See, humanity is the highest creation of what planet Earth represents as a conscious being. Humanity is not separate from the planet. Humanity is the consciousness of the planet with divine presence contained therein, which is love.
That's an interesting viewpoint. That's how it really is.
Yes, it is. See, the world is what has been superimposed on the planet, so those powers at work could take advantage of the world by raping the planet. So they called the planet a world and then separated the planet from the people and the people from the planet by calling it a world.
Mm-hmm.
We always respect the planet by calling it a planet. It's not a world. Mm-hmm. World is illusion.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
It's like clothes people wear to hide their true nature. The planet is their true nature.
Mm-hmm. And the planet is a living being, Gaia.
Yes, that's true. She's a very brilliant and beautiful mm-hmm. presence in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just kind of waiting for humanity to send us a signal so we would know it was time for that to occur.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. They sent a big signal.
Yeah. Cry for help.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The atomic bomb.
Yeah. You know, the scientists had no clue what was going on when they were setting that up. They just figured that they could use it to win a war when actually they were using it to call us home.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Can you share more light on that, Father God?
Well, it's like whenever they set up that field of energy called an atomic explosion, they transformed matter into energy. And the only place where that is really supposed to be happening is on the sun. So whenever they did it on the planet, that sent up a wake-up call across the universe because the universe is a conscious experience and expression. It's like a rippling in the force, so to speak.
Yes.
And it wasn't soon after that we had a meeting inside Mount Shasta in 1947 where the Celestial and the Garthans and the Ascended Masters and the gods and the goddesses, and well, it was a big party. And we got together to design a plan to come in here and assist humanity in humanity's awakening.
Mm-hmm.
To bring them back up to the light speed vibration of which they come and bring them once again into 5D reality.
And was that a sacred meeting in 1947?
Yes.
Oh, very sacred.
And you were there, Father God?
Yes, I was there.
Yeah, all of us were. And that's where the divine intervention plan came into manifestation. Or, well, written.
Right. And when you look at the news messages from history, in the 40s, I think especially in 1947, you saw the increase of UFOs, and I think in that decade they called them Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
But from that time on, there was an enormous increase in sightings.
Yes.
Yeah, and landings too.
Yes.
Of course, they call it a weather balloon. And it's truly a joy to be here with humanity to celebrate their graduation and their awakening into the higher vibrational understandings of light.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, humanity does have to be re-educated about what is truly real,
mm-hmm.
and what is the difference between reality and illusion.
Mm-hmm.
The illusion is that you can go out and own something. The reality is that you are something.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, the fields of energy that are embracing planet Earth right now are about 0.9 light speed vibration. Once we get to light speed vibration, we are in 5D.
Mm-hmm.
And then consciousness will be prevalent everywhere and within everything. As it is now, just people are not quite aware of it yet. But when the light goes on within, it will be undeniable, and everybody will know it. And then we'll call this the Blue Star Nation.
Starseed Nation.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So, when we reach the 5D, the light speed, 1.0 light speed, will that be on December 21st? Is that the plan?
That is the plan, yes. Things will be much different than they appear. Because they will not appear. They will just be.
Mm-hmm.
See, imagine what is going on. The people are looking into the environment or looking out into the realm of the planet. And what's happening is everything that they're experiencing is happening inside their brain. And yet they think it's happening outside of them.
Yeah, it's an internal process.
Yes, it is. It's always internal. The kingdom of heaven comes from within. And that's where we all live, is in the kingdom of heaven. Except for the ones who don't know that they are in the kingdom of heaven and still trying to live in some other place that doesn't exist. Illusion can be hell, by the way. Because illusion you can do nothing about. Can't fix illusion.
But you can step out of it.
Yeah, that fixes it really well, actually.
Yeah. You know, Father God, when you're talking, I'm becoming quiet. I'm becoming very relaxed. And I don't know what questions to ask.
Well, the questions are easy because every question you ask, you already have the answer to.
Yeah.
Just uncovering that understanding, that reality,
mm-hmm.
that everybody exists within the answer that they're asking.
It's just that I'm moved and touched by your words, you know.
Yeah. I think, I do have respect.
I think the other listeners are as well. So.
When humanity truly understands that they're loved and that they are loved and there is nothing else that exists but love, then love will be the obvious reality. Until then, people are just going to be running around chasing their tails and wondering why they can't catch their tail.
Mm-hmm.
And I would convey a story about the Buddha that met a man who was always in a hurry. He's running around everywhere and everywhere and everywhere, running after enlightenment. And then he finally found the Buddha sitting underneath the Bodhi tree, and he asked the Buddha why the Buddha was not running around. The Buddha says, where would I run to? And the being asks Buddha, well, don't you want to be enlightened? And the Buddha says, running never creates enlightenment. And then the light went on in the being's presence, and he realized he was chasing after enlightenment when all he had to do was sit and be enlightened.
Mm-hmm. as you were saying before, the divine is in, is within.
That's all that exists, is what's within.
The rest is the illusion.
Yes, really so. See, when people on this planet leave the body, like in death, they step right into 5D. And people in 3D think they're gone. Actually, they just become creation around the people that are still in 3D. And they laugh a lot.
Yes, it's the way that science and school and the media has told us, the status quo has told us how existence is, that the physical is existence.
Well, the physical existence is just a small aspect of the reality of being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the body hologram is actually the clothes we wear to inhabit this environment.
Yes. But, you know, in fact, it's opposite, because all life is rooted in the fifth dimension and higher.
Mm-hmm.
And the life in the third dimension, in the body, is in fact the lowest we can descend into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to wear our spacesuits down here. In this realm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the true way humanity looks is like what it showed in the movie Cocoon.
Great movie. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is definitely what the light body looks like.
Yeah, it's a great science fiction movie from the 1980s.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of people that were receiving information that tried to express it through film and other ways,
mm-hmm.
just to give people a visual of what it experience is like. But in 5D, everything glows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and everything is beautiful.
Everything's alive in 5D.
Mm-hmm.
In 3D, everything you see is dead. Death means a lack of connection with life.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yeah. I myself must say I'm 35 years old, and since 2 years I'm doing these interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And just because of a hint of somebody on my Facebook profile, she said, "You're posting such beautiful information about ascension and disclosure and all of it. Mm-hmm. Why don't you start a radio show?" And even never met a lady, and I thought, okay, why not? So let's start. And I started, and I must say that I grew so much from it, because you learn to really to listen to people, what their story is, and what they want to share.
Yeah, the story is a long and distinguished experience. You know, we want that in heaven. We're still in heaven. We'll always be in heaven, and there is nothing but heaven. So help me. And you, of course.
can you share a bit about your life in the physical in this incarnation, Father God, how it happened, and how you came to meet Mother God, and maybe from the time before that?
Well, let me see. First incarnation in 3D, I was known as Socrates.
Mm-hmm.
And they certainly didn't like what I had to say. By the way, hemlock, even with honey, is still bitter. Of course, then there were many incarnations through the experience of being a human being on planet Earth. Of course, my last incarnation, I was known as a very rowdy Apache. My name was Goyacla.
Geronimo.
I learned a lot in that life. A lot not to do.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, it was quite an adventure to get to this place in this moment of now, which is expanding. And this is where we begin, because there's always a beginning. I haven't found an end yet. Been around for a while. Still haven't found an end.
Father God and I found each other through a lightworker site where Father God was writing captain's logs.
I think I've heard about it.
Well, we're not on that site anymore. We share too much information with those ones.
And this is November 2007. Is when I got an email from Father God from this this site that he was on posting captain's logs, which I hadn't even read any of. And I had no idea that he was even posting anything. But I had posted something there where he was writing this piece called Heaven is Within. And that's how he found me. And he emailed me right away and said, "You're my twin flame, and we have a mission to accomplish." Took me about 24 hours to really get it, that what was it was true and real and unfolding.
Like a flower blooming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful.
And we had a whole love story unfold. It was very beautiful.
It must be very touching or exciting when you meet your twin flame.
Well, the lights went on everywhere. Angels were singing.
Yeah. You know, it's very, very exciting, and it's also down here, it's a challenge in the beginning.
Yeah, we had
a challenge. I have met, well, I cannot say for certain I have met my twin flame, but I have been 6 years with a French girl, and now I am with a Dutch girl, but she also feels like my twin flame, so I'm not really sure about it, but I'm not clairvoyant, so.
Yes, you are.
But, you know, twin flame relationships unfold synchronistically. That's how you know that they're real.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you know, a twin flame relationship is, in the beginning, is very challenging. We went through a transfiguration event about 30 days after we physically connected, and that lasted about 7 days.
Yeah.
Very, very intense. It's kind of the experience that humanity is going through right now, but we did it in 7 days. So
amazing.
Just imagine.
And we rested on the eighth day.
must have been very intense.
Oh, yeah.
It was extremely intense. We had to balance together our male-female energies. And so what that means is that anything that wasn't in line with that had to go.
And it did.
All of it had to leave within those 7 days, which... after we completed that, we are a unified field of energy now, which represents the twin flame and planeter.
Mm-hmm. I have heard lightworkers say that with some people that are in this physical vessel right now on Earth will meet their twin flame only after first contact, and some people have that twin flame on the ships.
That's true.
After the first contact, you really get to meet your true self. It's going to be funny when the beings on the starship come down the ramp and meet their counterpart on planet Earth. That'll be a fireworks display.
Yeah, you know, the new Earth is based upon twin flame relationships only, because they carry balanced harmonics, 5D reality.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone inevitably will be back with their twin flame at some point. And for anybody out there who's searching, stop searching. It's not going to happen that way at all.
Yeah,
not by searching.
No.
Only by synchronistic events.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, only by you being the love you are in every single moment, it unfolds naturally.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. I can't wait.
Well, in eternity, there is no waiting.
Yeah.
Everybody has number one. There is no gate to heaven because heaven doesn't have walls.
I don't hear you anymore.
Oh.
Now you're back. Number one was?
Yeah, everybody, you know, how you go into a place where there's a bunch of people and have to take a number and wait? Well, in heaven, everybody's got number one. Nobody's waiting.
Indeed.
Now serving number one.
Yeah, you know, when you think about waiting and how we learned it in this society, it's unpleasant, but I don't think it's unpleasant. When you're waiting, you're in the now moment, and it can be a beautiful experience.
Yeah, well, it's all in preparation.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like I said, in heaven, there are no gates to heaven because there are no walls.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven is open for everyone, and everyone is invited. Matter of fact, it's not, has a place already there in heaven.
Yeah, it has no place. It's placeless. It's not a physical place. It's everywhere. It's inside me, inside you, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
No limits, no boundaries.
The best way to describe heaven is that it is creation in full creation ability. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a new word. And the way you know you're in 5D is because it's joy. That's all there is in 5D is just joy. In the service of joy by sharing joy.
Yeah, I must say that when I imagine, not only imagine, when I replace myself into the life in how 5D will work, I think that there's such a load that will fall off my shoulders and of many other people's shoulders when we step in this 5D world.
Mm-hmm. Your wings are...
And of course it's gradual, but cannot imagine the lightfulness that we will feel. And I think many people will cry when the ascension will be complete. Cry of joy.
It's true. You know, the understanding that the reason the sun is so bright is because the sun is so full of joy. And that joy it shares across the verses.
I have noticed the sun is very bright indeed.
Sometimes it even gets brighter.
Yeah, brighter and brighter. And sometimes it's so intense that I cannot be outside. I have to move back inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's kind of a signpost.
Mm-hmm.
But it's brighter inside. Even though the sun is pretty bright.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the spark of God within the soul is 16 godzillion times brighter than the sun you see outside in the sky.
How many times?
16 godzillion. That's a one and a six with a whole bunch of oh my gods behind it. Okay. Anything else? No, love is a celebration. If you're not celebrating, you're missing it.
Yeah. Yeah, this whole show, what I'm doing tonight, is kind of different than the other shows. Because even when there is a silence, there's a lot of energy transmitted to the radio. It's coming from you.
Imagine that.
It is very healing to do this interview with you.
Oh, well, thank you. That's the whole understanding of love. Is love is the most healing experience you can experience and share. And it's even more healing when you share it.
Yes. I totally agree.
And the field of energy that Mother God and I create is like creation having a very big party where everybody's invited. Universally.
Mm-hmm.
And wait until humanity gets to meet their star family.
It will be such a joyous experience.
Yeah, it's going to be an experience for them. Especially when they get to meet some of the beings that don't exactly look like human beings.
Oh, that will be interesting.
Oh, yeah, you know. You gotta...
Especially if they're loving it in 5D, then I think I will not be scared, but I will just be so curious to ask where they are from what world they are from, and what they see and what they live through. And
mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's so interesting. There's, you know, creation... there's something I know from deep inside myself. Creation from God, from you, doesn't have any limits. And so the variety of life in the universe, there's also no end to the creativity of the Creator. So there are so many different life forms.
Oh, yeah. You know, the scientists are just now realizing that life can be just about any place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even inside a volcano. Or in the frozen tundra, or in toxic environments and stuff like that that they find on planet Earth.
Yeah.
But, you know, humanity wants to feel like it's unique, but it's not.
Yeah, there's so much to discover.
Mm-hmm. You know, humanity is about as unique as God is everywhere present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that time is almost running out of this show. So I want to ask the listeners their kindness to donate on the Galactic Free Press. I heard that you have monthly costs that are quite high that you have to pay. So they can donate via the website. Is that correct, Mother God?
Yes, on the right-hand side of our website is our, we call them love shares, because, you know, we utilize all of our funds in complete service. I mean,
yes.
It goes to us, it also goes to our needs, and whatever's left over we share with other light workers. So if everybody, you know, shares a little bit, we can continue.
Now we live on a pretty strict budget.
Yeah.
And I would also like to ask the Lightworkers for their kindness to support my radio show. And they can do that via bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio. Because I also have to pay a fee for every
exactly.
bill that I have to pay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
I want to share that we do have awakening sessions that we do with everybody. And we encourage everyone to connect in with us. If you would like an awakening session, you can email us at mothergod71@gmail.com. Or you can use the Contact Us button on the main page of our website.
Yes. And last week I had an interview. It went by like... second, and now it's also 1 hour that went by like a second, but in this second there was such a loving energy and such a kindness that I felt in my heart by speaking with you both. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank the listeners to tune in, and I would like to ask them to tune in every Thursday so that I can bring forth a guest. And if you want to be a guest on my show, contact me via the website bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio. Thank you so much, Father Mother God.
You're welcome.
We thank you. We're so honored by your presence and everything that you're doing for the light. We love you so much. And we love everybody out there.
Unconditionally. Yeah.
Unconditionally. That's why we work 24 hours a day.
Yeah. The love is equal and equally shared. And
thank you.
We'll be back with the T-First Contact. And I will talk to you soon, guys.